Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 15th of July 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours. And thanks for the beer on Wednesday, John. I had a great time. O2 plans to thermally target your customers. It sounds like it's complete bull. And I've read the story and I think it's complete bull. They're talking about hot zones whereby you can get special offers, cheaper books, free booze, that kind of stuff. But you're going to have to be in certain zones and they're going to pop up on your phone and it's going to be really intrusive potentially. But they're going to thermally target you, unquote, when you get into the hot zone. It's trying to make something sound interesting when it's not particularly interesting. But if you're an O2 customer, the good news is you'll be able to get some cheap thingies. Very good. BBC.com. He's making a profit. Oh, yes. Gary Lineker's salary seems to be safe after BBC.com is making a profit 2 years ahead of schedule. The ads are working out very nicely, thank you very much, and lots of people want the content, and it's going fantastically well. It's the international stuff that's making all the money, not the BBC website at home, don't forget. We still all get that free of charge. Huzzah. So we all sat there yesterday waiting for Lion, and guess what? It didn't come, just like Don McAllister said it wouldn't. And, of course, no MacBook Airs came. But they're definitely coming next week, according to all the pundits who said they definitely were. Just like Harold Camping, who would be proud of them, they've shape-shifted into another end of the days. And the end of days for OS X appears to be next week. We'll wait and see. I'm not holding my breath. Now, our old mate, the cynic, Mr. Steve Neighbour, down at the London Mac User Group, where we'll be on Monday night, don't forget to go along, thought that the hike in prices in the UK App Store yesterday would be a brilliant way to cover things up when you release Lion. All of them have gone up in price. The 59 pence applications are now 69 pence, but the ones in America are still 99 cents. You buggers, you're still getting it better than us. And the 2.99 apps have stayed the same, but the 3.99 apps have gone up to 4.99, which is a 25% increase. That's an awful lot. But you're stuck with it. Who cares? Spotify launched in the US yesterday and it was a fantastic day. It's going to be at $80 to $120 to be a member of Spotify, though. There's a free service, you'll be pleased to hear, but it's invitation only, so you're going to have to get your UK cousins to send you invites over. Whether it's going to hold out when iTunes Match comes along, I really, really doubt. We'll have to wait and see. There's also a rumour kicking around that in September or October, Amazon is going to release a tablet. They're going to release a 9-inch colour tablet that's going to do all the things that other tablets do, and because of the Kindle foothold, people are thinking it could really take on the iPad. Not dismayed with that, Sony released their S2 tablet announcement yesterday, if you like, which basically says in September you'll be able to pre-order the new S1 and S2 tablets. Everyone thought they were running Honeycomb only, but it looks like they might be coming out with chocolate teapot installed, so we'll have to wait and see, but I can't see them lasting very long. One of the other things that seems to be good at the moment is virtual keyboards, and SwiftKey have released the SwiftKey X virtual keyboard. It's for Android tablets, and it's a split keyboard just like you can get in iOS 5. And just like in iOS 5, the frigging B's on the wrong side, people. You've got to move the B over to the left. It's not on the right. Anyone that's a proper typist is going to tell you, it's in the wrong place. And Griffin have announced a helicopter. It's a radio-controlled helicopter. It's $50. It looks pretty stunning. It's in black. And it's like the one that me and Ellis play with. But here's the difference. It's controlled from your iOS device. So if you've got an iPad or an iPhone, you can fly it around using that. I'm sold already. Where's my credit card? And finally, if you were sitting in the doldrums worrying about the space program after the shuttle got cancelled last week, then fear not, because Falcon Heavy is still on track for 2013. It's not going to be pushed back. Old Elon Musk presided over services at the Vandenberg Air Force Base yesterday for the breaking of ground of the new rocket pad, and the enormous blooming rocket that's 22 stories high will carry stuff into space by 2013. What's interesting is it's got twice the payload of Boeing and Lockheed's Delta IV Heavy rocket, and it's one third of the price. So Elon must be doing something right. Well done, mate. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com and we'll read it out. Promise we will. If you've got a review of the shows, please stick them on iTunes. Every show needs a review. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again at 1 o'clock with the Mac show and then 3 o'clock with the photo show. And I'll be posting the big show this morning. So if you've been missing it, don't worry. It's coming back. We just had some audio issues. My Tascam desk's coming back today, allegedly, as well. Believe it when I see it. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.